知行如旅。Listen and share.
And a ghost will follow you home.鬼魂随你回家。In 2004, three friends and I headed from Tucson to Tombstone for the day, as two of my friends were from RAF in England and had never been there. It was also my first trip also. After hitting a show, taking a picture where you dressed up in clothes from that era, we headed for a bite to eat. I think we ate the Longhorn's restaurant.The four of us grubbed in after drinking lots and lots of iced tea. The only other female and I hit the bathrooms. The bathrooms were like regular bathrooms. Two of them, each with their own separate room, including door, sink, and toilet in one room. I took the one to my left. There was a weird sign on the wall in the bathroom. It struck me as odd. It read,something along the lines of, if you don't wash your hands, you can die. And then proceeded to explain how a girl died of some disease. Of course, I washed my hands, but when I did, I had this overwhelming feeling like someone was watching me. I felt very claustrophobic, which is abnormal for me since I only get that feeling in large crowds.I shook off the feeling since the bathroom was small and cramped. I met back with my friends and we drove back to Tucson. The next day, after returning home from work alone, I found my kitchen cabinets open, as well as my dishwasher. It was strange since my roommate at the time was staying somewhere else and nobody was there besides my dog. All night long,My dogs kept barking. Their stares always in direction of the kitchen, but they wouldn't step foot in there, which was very weird, as this had never happened before. And the kitchen is where I kept their food and water. In 2004,我和三个朋友从图森市到墓碑市去玩，其中的两个朋友是驻扎在图森市的英国皇家空军，从没有去过墓碑市，这也是我第一次到那儿。看了一场表演，穿着那个年代的衣服照了张相后，我们就去吃东西。我们吃了很多，我想我们是把整个长角餐馆给吃了。饭后，我们四个人大吃一顿，又喝了很多冰水。我和另外一个女性朋友一起去洗手间，那儿的洗手间和平常的洗手间没有什么区别，有独立的两间，每间都有门、洗手池和坐便器。我进了左手边的那一间，洗手间的墙上有个奇怪的标志，旁边还有几行字，如果你不洗手，你会死。接着就是讲某个女孩子死于某种病的故事。我当然洗了手，但当我洗手的时候，我强烈的感觉到有人正在看着我，我觉得非常压抑害怕，这太不寻常了，因为我只有在面对很多人的时候才会有这种感觉，而这个洗手间确实又小又窄，所以我摇摇头，将这种感觉挥散，然后我又回去和朋友们会合，一起回图森市。第二天下班后，我独自回家，发现厨房的储物柜和洗碗机都开着，这有点奇怪，因为我的室友当时正在别的地方，家里没有人，只有我养的狗。狗狗们盯着厨房的方向叫了一整晚，但却不愿意踏进厨房一步，这也很不寻常，因为之前这种事从没有发生过，而且狗粮和水也是放在那的。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
head 做不及物动词时，指向特定方向出发，动身去。Head from A to B 是从 A 地向 B 地进发。Head for somewhere 向某地进发。Head for something 出发前去获得某物。RAF 全拼是 Royal Air Force 英国皇家空军。Hit H-I-T 这个动词在故事里面出现了两次。Hit a show 和 hit the bathrooms。Hit在这两处都指到达某地，例如 It was past midnight by the time we hit town， 我们后半夜到达镇上。 Dress up 可用来指把他人的衣服拿来穿着玩，装扮，例如 Small children usually love dressing up in their mother's clothes， 小孩子常常喜欢把妈妈的衣服拿来穿着玩。 Have a bite to eat是非常口语化的说法，意思是吃点东西。因此 a bite 也可以理解为 some light food 小吃，例如 let's have a bite to eat before we go out， 咱们出门前先吃点东西垫垫胃吧。 grub G-R-U-B 俚语的用法，指吃东西。 regular 普通的。 left 指左边左侧，如果表示在某某的左边，应该是 on somebody's left， 也可以说 at somebody's left， 而 to somebody's left 则表示在某人左边稍远的地方，有一段距离，比如 Mary sat on my left， Mary 紧挨着我左边坐。 Mary sat to my left， Mary 坐在我的左边，但不一定紧挨着。 weird W-E-I-R-D 形容词，古怪的。Odd, O-D-D, 形容词，不同寻常的，奇怪的。Something strikes somebody as, 后面接形容词，而且这个形容词用来修饰限定前面的 something, 意思是某物给某人以某种印象，也就是某人认为某物如何如何。例如 Almost everything he said struck me as ridiculous, 我认为他说的一切都很荒谬可笑。Claustrophobic C-L-A-U-S-T-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-C 幽闭恐惧症的。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。 In 2004Three friends and I headed from Tucson to Tombstone for the day, as two of my friends were from RAF in England and had never been there. It was also my first trip also. After hitting a show, taking a picture where you dressed up in clothes from that era, we headed for a bite to eat. I think we ate the Longhorn's restaurant.The four of us grew up, and after drinking lots and lots of iced tea, the only other female and I hit the bathrooms. The bathrooms were like regular bathrooms. Two of them, each with their own separate room, including door, sink, and toilet in one room. I took the one to my left. There was a weird sign on the wall in the bathroom. It struck me as odd. It readSomething along the lines of, if you don't wash your hands, you can die. And then proceeded to explain how a girl died of some disease. Of course, I washed my hands, but when I did, I had this overwhelming feeling like someone was watching me. I felt very claustrophobic, which is abnormal for me since I only get that feeling in large crowds.I shook off the feeling since the bathroom was small and cramped, and met back with my friends, and we drove back to Tucson. The next day, after returning home from work alone, I found my kitchen cabinets open, as well as my dishwasher. It was strange since my roommate at the time was staying somewhere else, and nobody was there besides my dogs. All night long,My dogs kept barking. Their stares always in direction of the kitchen, but they wouldn't step foot in there, which was very weird, as this had never happened before. And the kitchen is where I kept their food and water.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不等于不识韩。